verbs that are derived from nouns that are similar in English and in Spanish, verbs also will be similar. You just add an AR to the English. For instance, let's take formation. Formation would be
Formaciona.
No. The noun, formation.
Formación.
Formación, yes. So it's an ION noun, formación. But then the verb to form, you add an AR to the English to form, and you have formar. To conform would be?
Conformar.
Yes, but since you have whenever you have a consonant at the end, you have to hit the ending. The one single stress will be at the end.
Conformar.
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 Conformar, yes, is to conform. And to confirm would be?
Confirma.
You have to hit the ending.
Confirm. No. Confirmar.
Right, confirmar. Which means that with all verbs in Spanish, the infinitive, meaning the whole verb, in English, you use to confirm, to eat, to know, to see. That to form of a verb, yes, the whole verb, which is also called infinitive, in Spanish, is expressed in an ending. And that ending has an R. That three types of verbs. AR, pronounced R, like hablar, is to speak. Or ER, comer, to eat. Or IR, venir, is to come. Salir is to leave. You may have seen the signs at the airport, salida, exit, yes? Salir, to leave. But all verbs have an R at the end, so therefore you have to hit the ending. Which means that whenever you have a consonant at the end of a word, the one single stress will be at the end. Whenever you have a vowel at the end of a word, the one single stress which they allow you to use is on the penultimate syllable, on the syllable before last. Tengo, quiero, necesito, importante, restaurante, yes. So whenever, I repeat, whenever you have a vowel at the end, you push down on the syllable before last, on the penultimate syllable. Whenever you have a consonant at the end, the one single stress will be at the end. Except for two consonants, except for N and S. When you have an N at the end or an S at the end, then the push, the stress, will be on the penultimate syllable, on the syllable before last, the same as with vowels. To make it easy for you to remember, in the English word nose, you have an N, you have an S, and vowels. So whenever you have a nose situation, meaning N, S, or any vowel, you push down on the penultimate syllable, on the syllable before last. That is my nose rule. With all other consonants, the stress will be at the end, except for the NS, that is the nose. There are words, however, where the one single stress will be placed in defiance of my nose rule. If and whenever that happens, they're very nice about it, very accommodating. Because whenever a stress will be placed in defiance of the nose rule, you will have an accent in Spanish. That accent will show you where to place the one single stress if it is in defiance of the nose rule. So if you go to Spain and you want to go to Mérida, how would you spell Mérida?
M-E with an accent.
Mm-hmm.
R-I-D-A.
Right. M-E and you have an accent over the E because it's Mérida. Without the accent, it would be Mérida. But it is not Mérida, but Mérida. And you have an accent. You also have Mérida, incidentally, in Yucatán, in Mexico. If Mexico is Mexico, you have an accent over the E. Otherwise, it would be Mexico, but it is Mexico. Now, what is reservation in Spanish?
Reservación.
Reservación. You have an N at the end. Actually, according to the nose rule, it should not be reservación, but reservación. But it is not reservación, but reservación. Therefore, with all ION nouns, you will find an accent over the O. Because you hit the ending. In defiance of my nose rule. So with all 1,000 or 1,200 nouns ending in ION, you will find an accent over the O. Condición, posición, and so on. Situation would be...
Situación.
Right. Situación. Impression would be...
Impresación.
Try again.
Impresión.
Right. Impresión. Yes, yes. And in Spanish, you only have one S, not... You don't double the S. Impresión. Mm-hmm. So, what impression do you have of the situation would be?
¿Qué impresión?
Do you have?
Tiene.
What's more?
Tiene.
Tiene, right? Of the situation.
De la situación. Situación.
Right. ¿Qué impresión tiene de la situación?